Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Hello and welcome to Hardcore Listing Podcast. I'm Stu Whiffin. Joining me as ever with spaff all over his t-shirt, Christopher Willie Gone Off Glasson.
Oh, sorry, mate. Oh,
that is pickled onion monster munch. And what was in that sandwich?
Onion bargee.
Oh, it's come over in that. It's really horrible.
Does that smell bad?
Yeah, really. Of course it does. Look what you just put inside yourself.
Science, isn't it?
Oh, it's disgusting. You've just gone for some alcoholic gel.
I just jizzed all over myself,
and it
man.
Literally, you've got spaff stains all over your T-shirt.
Outside now. Your office, there's a little... I thought, I'll go to the toilet to wash my hands like a normal person. Then I saw the alcohol gel and thought, I'll just give a pump of that. And then a woman is in the corridor just watched me jizz all over myself twice. I misfired it all over myself once. Went, oh. And then I did it, I did it again.
John Harris, there's your soundbite for the advertisement this week. Speaking of advertisements, let's get a word from our sponsors. Okay, first up, we have a brand new message from our sponsor, love-beer.co.uk. Charles says, we're delivering to home and office bars in and around London, including Essex, Kent, Hertfordshire and more.
We're a one-stop shop for everything you need to pour a beer at home, from installation of the equipment through to delivering kegs straight to the bar.
This year, with rugby and World Cups, we're also developing our hire equipment with a quick and easy-to-use solution to have kegs at home. For about £3.20 a pint, we can install a keg with all the equipment you need to pour beer for up to 2 weeks.
Yes, yes. All the equipment we provide can dispense up to 2 kegs at the same time. So if you wanted a lager and one of my amazing craft beers we featured previously on the podcast, then the per pint cost will be even lower, and the equipment we use will keep it pouring properly for the full 2 weeks without you having to do a thing.
The only thing you have to do is go to love-beer.co.uk. The world can seem like a strange and sometimes dangerous place. With Samet Academy helping you with your martial arts training, you can always feel safe. Dangerous loners are everywhere. They come across as harmless board game geeks or indie music fanatics, but the reality is far more sinister.
Yes, yes. Renzi Simon James has been training karate for over 32 years and teaching for 28. He knows through first-hand experience that martial arts can give you the stress release you've been looking for. It can teach you life lessons along with fitness and, more importantly, peace. At Sama, he teaches karate, kickboxing, tai chi and MMA to all ages, from children as young as 4 to the very elderly, even Stu.
What? Aside from that, he also teaches ladies self-defense courses, team building courses, corporate training days, apprenticeships to become a martial arts instructor for SAMA.
Yeah, he even teaches a parent and baby self-defense course. That's defense while carrying your child, not defense against maniacal murder babies, because we all know there's no defense against them. So go hit Simon up at sama-academy.co.uk. There you have it. Sponsors done. Lovely sponsors. Thank you very much for supporting this, this really sexy podcast, actually, I'd like to say. I've got another burp coming. Should I just hold that one down or should I do it on the camera?
Keep speaking like that. Just get it out, but don't at me.
No, I've just swallowed it. I'll whip it out later.
So, speaking of our sponsors... you're nearly fight fit again, aren't you? Cycled you out this week.
Yeah, yeah. So Cy called me out. He sent me a video basically saying, Glasson, I'm coming for you. Because basically, I've done my very best in the last like 4 months to break my collarbone and have surgery so that we didn't have to go and do a karate session.
Broke your cock.
Cock broken. But I went for a checkup yesterday.
On your cock?
On my cock. It was terrifying. It was horrible. He manhandled my
your
penis.
Cock or the
yeah,
experience.
On my penis. No, the experience. He manhandled my knob and was just pulling it around. It was insane how what he was doing with it. He was like, yeah, no, this is healing really well. I was like, you're going to split it open, tugging it like that.
Semi?
No, I was scared as hell. Like, my toes were all curled and not in, like, I'm about to come way. I was in, like, oh, God, get your hands off me, dick. And then he was talking to me while still holding my penis, the head of my helmet, and stretching it out. And he was just talking to me. There's no way he didn't know what he was up to. So all I'm going
to
say.
Well, that brings us on lovely to today's top five.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Top five happy endings.
Yes, selected by Jess Reed, one of our wonderful patrons.
Yes.
Jess, word up.
Speaking of patrons, if you're not a patron, then may I suggest that you go and explore it? Because Chris is in the office today, so we're spending the day together. We're working on some stuff, and there's going to be some big changes at Hardcore Listings.
Some big changes.
And there's going to be some...
Shoes leaving. Did I show you that?
No, I didn't know.
Oops.
I didn't know.
Put my foot in it.
When am I leaving?
After this podcast, actually.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Do I not get a notice period or anything?
You get an hour.
Oh, right.
You've got an hour's notice, but also you've got to pack up your shit from your house. And you know, I've got your house as well now. Sorry to hear that, mate. And your car, but I'll drop you off at the... I don't know, where do you want dropping off?
Just at an estate agent's, please.
The skip.
So, yeah, we've got some big changes coming up, and there's going to be lots of new and exciting, interesting content that we're going to be doing. So, and most of that will be going, pretty much all of it's going to be going to Patreon. So, if you don't already get enough, because what you do get if you become a Patreon, first and foremost, is you support this podcast.
Yeah.
We've been giving you free episodes every week for 5 years. And you can go back and enjoy all of them episodes or just kind of sneer at them for being unprofessional and shit. But if you want that level of unprofessional and shit, we also do an episode of that each week on Patreon as well. So you get another episode. This episode, like, you get to watch all of the episodes. We upload the videos so you can watch them ad-free. And obviously your Patreon episodes come ad-free as well. And then, yeah, we've got all sorts. We do the live show once a month on Zoom where you can come along and get involved.
Always a laugh.
But there's going to be some really other exciting stuff coming your way.
Some really other exciting stuff, gang.
Get involved. Patreon.com/hardcore listing. That's Patreon, patreon.com/hardcore listing. You can find out about that and the socials and everything else you need to know about the podcast at hardcorelisting.com
or .co.uk, whatever floats your boat. It's quicker to type .com, though.
Top five happy endings chose by Jess.
Top5happyendings.com.
That's really poor.
I'm sorry.
All of that hard sales pitch I went to sell Patreon then, you've just literally just ruined it with that really shit joke.
Little rude joke.
That joke you told me earlier was funny, but you're not allowed to say that on here, are you?
Two things I've said earlier, which were absolutely wonderful, but can't be repeated.
Yeah, I don't even think we'd just get cancelled. I think you'd probably go to prison.
Yeah, it's a shame, but there we go.
Yeah.
Top five happy endings. Yeah, lovely. So I asked you, like, what have you done? Have you done it in film? Have you done it in, like, real life or whatever? And so, yeah, we kept it nice and open for you, Jess. We didn't just do top five happy endings in movies. I've mixed it up. I've given it a little shake about. Who's starting today, my friend? Would you like to start?
Nah.
Oh, okay. Well, fucking hell. So my first one's a book by Chuck Palahniuk, who wrote Fight Club. So, what are you doing? Are you just texting someone? Are you looking at your top fives?
It's part of my top five. Leave me alone.
It seems quite rude because you're not listening.
Why do you choose a book? Books are well boring.
Right, so the book, for books, Stu, for your benefit, that's where you can read stories before film. And basically, I like a lot of his books, but one of my favourite ones of his was one called Invisible Monsters. And it's only number 5 because I read it like 20 years ago, so I can't remember how. I remember being so ecstatic and elated and thought it was just a really clever ending. But now I kind of like it's a little bit more foggy. I mean, the premise of the novel is it's about a fashion model and she's got everything, you know, a really successful career. She's super hot. She's got a boyfriend, loyal best friend. But she has a freeway accident that leaves her disfigured. Basically, a bullet comes in, hits her windscreen and blows off the lower half of her jaw. And her
jaw,
one of them. And basically, her tongue just pokes out the bottom of her mouth. She looks a bit like a freak. So she goes from a centre of attention to being sort of like, well, this invisible monster that everyone ignores. And I guess the novel is all about how she comes to terms with that, but all about human self-destruction and how we do that to sort of like try and have a genuine real-life experience. And how it ends is, well, I don't really want to say.
No one's going to read it. It sounds rubbish.
It's fucking excellent. It's not that long because my intention span's
Where can I see the monster?
I don't know if I don't know if it's been made into a movie yet. If it has, it's like one of these smaller ones. Yeah. And I can't endorse the film because if it does exist, I haven't watched it. But just like the revelations toward the end, I think Chuck Palahniuk has always done it. If you've seen Fight Club, you know like he can do quite good endings. And I think Invisible Monsters just did that. And it's properly, like, throughout it, it's dark. They basically, after she has this accident, she just has a really rough time of things. And she meets someone called Brandy Alexander, who she just starts idolising and worshipping. And then there's loads of twists about who this new person is that she's become, adores. And it's just fucking excellent. So, yeah, I don't want to give away the ending in this instance because not many people have seen it. And there might be There might be one person who decides to go and check that out. But as a rule of thumb, all of Chuck Palahniuk's novels, they're fucking cracking, man. Survivor's really good. Choke's really good. Obviously, Fight Club.
Which ones have been made into films?
I think Choke has. I'm sure a few others. I wonder if Survivor has by now.
Why would you read a book now that you've got like Netflix and stuff?
That's a good point. What's your number 5?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
The book or the movie?
I've read that book.
Oh, don't lie to me.
They
couldn't afford books in grades.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was the book, wasn't it?
Fuck off, mate.
Right. I would have read that at school. It was an easy read because I probably watched the film about 50 times. And obviously, what I like about it is the fact that, and this is the Gene Wilder one, certainly not the Johnny Depp one. I love it. You're going to start touching things, and you're going to knock something over.
And I've still got a bit of pickled onion.
Right, well,
don't
touch my toys.
Stu's got a load of toys in his office, so it sounds like he's just got a man cave. He's got 3 UFC fighters and 3 stormtroopers on the fucking table.
Luke Van Boom got
grow
me there.
Up. Got me grow there. Up, Luke.
So anyway, just as it gets to the end of the film, you know, Charlie, obviously at the beginning, Charlie gets the golden ticket and you think, oh, brilliant. Like, it's all to be played for. Mm. And then there's a series of fucking horrible things that happen to all the other kids. You know, lots of kind of life lessons are learned. And then
Willy Wonka's basically given the tip off that someone's going to inherit this fucking whole place, right? That's part of it.
But what he does at the end is he walks in and he says to Jim, like, him and his granddad said, do you want about the lifetime supply of chocolate?
Mm.
And Gene Wilder just turns on him and says, you get nothing. Absolutely nothing, because you
had that gobstopper or something.
Yeah, and then Charlie, who's got the gobstopper, then like walks up, and Gene Wilder's he's saying good day, sir, and he turns his back on Charlie, and then Charlie just puts the gobstopper down on the desk next to him and walks out, and then Gene Wilder with his beautifully kind face turns around and says, Charlie, my boy, and then have this for a fucking happy ending. He says the words, but Charlie, don't forget what happened to the man who suddenly got everything he always wanted. Charlie said, what happened? Mm-hmm. Wonka says, he lived happily ever after.
Aww. That's great. Yeah. It's lovely. It's really nice because it actually turns out that Charlie wasn't giving that gobstopper back because he didn't want to like take something that wasn't his. He just didn't fancy it.
Oh, fair enough.
So yeah, it is great though, man. Makes me cry. Makes me cry. Great choice. Great choice. Right, what's my number four? Let me have a little look.
It's in front of you.
I know. I just can't. I've just got my audible confused, mumbled up. I'm going to go with a movie then. I'm going to go with It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, why are you being really boring today?
Oh, fucking hell. I'm so
I'm going to go from a book and then I'm going to do a black and white film.
You have seen it, right? But I can only watch it every now. It's Jimmy Stewart, obviously. And I can't watch it a lot. I can't even watch it every Christmas because I get too like, it's just too emotional. Mm. So like I have to save it up like every 5 years. Like for example, I'll always watch Scrooged, which has got a sort of like similar sort of turn it round sort of clause, right? But It's a Wonderful Life. It's too like powerful.
Are
for
you
me.
Talking about Scrooge or Scrooged?
Scrooged.
Right.
Scrooged.
Yeah, that's not as good as like the Christmas Carol.
What, the Muppets Christmas Carol?
Yeah. No, we're near it.
I fucking love Bill Murray, so I don't give a shit. Just because you...
Just watch Ghostbusters. You don't need to watch
our
Scrooge.
Our famous mate likes fucking Muppets Christmas Carol. You don't have to get
I liked it before
all
him.
The way up his
arse. I liked it before him.
Oh, Brett, Oh, Academy of Cool... But you like the Muppets? I like the Muppets. Yeah, he's all right, but... I mean, didn't Brett do... He did a lovely Top 5 of Us. When he wasn't he like ending quotes, the films?
Yeah.
And he used Muppets Christmas Carol in it, didn't it? But...
Still not as good as Stand By Me.
It's a Wonderful Life is cracking. So, you know, it's about a guy who's really desperate and sad and wants to end his own life. And it's just a bit miserable to start with, really. Seeing, you know, kind of how things might... he perceives how things have panned out for him and his influence on the world. And then by some magical hocus-pocus, he's shown what... life would be like if he never existed, and actually goes to show actually he really has made a difference. Don't fucking yawn.
It's boring.
And in the end, he realizes how much of a meaning his life does have, and he ends up, you know, running through the town, and the townsfolk have all come together. They're all doing a big gesture of friendship. Yeah, and basically, it's just fucking beautiful. It's just so lovely when he's running through and he's wishing everybody, I think, a Merry Christmas. It's been a while since, as I say, I only watch every 5 years. It just fucking warms my cockles, man. And it just makes me fucking cry my eyes out uncontrollably. It was one of the only films as well that my dad would, like, just absolutely crack up to. But it's just a lovely happy ending about, you know, being grateful and, you know, having, you know, your perspective on life dictates what you take from it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I think it's a lot easier to be more just if navigate your way through life by being really self-involved.
That is fucking excellent advice, mate, actually.
Like, I know that when, you know, I'm having my state funeral, that, like, there'd be all the Patreons like crying
like, their fucking eyes out, man.
You know, like throwing like roses.
Some would just be throwing up because they just
the
can't
procession.
Handle it.
Yeah, like literally just be like, I can't. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, I think like, I don't think life's about, you know, reflection and taking stock of things. I think just be really self-involved. Focus on yourself. Don't think beyond tomorrow. And if you need to tread on someone to get where you need to get, do it.
100% think that's good advice,
mate. That'll give you a wonderful life.
It will do, because you'll have what you want.
Yep.
And yeah, other people won't. And sometimes you'll make people feel a bit like shit along the way.
Yep.
But that doesn't matter, because that's not you.
Exactly. Exactly. We're also available for one-to-one counselling.
Counselling and coaching sessions. We're really good life coaches, aren't we? Really are. I'm an excellent life coach. And you know, most of the time I don't touch the people I'm giving advice to. What's your number four, mate?
You said something about happy endings.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You were just going to do your top five favourite brasses, wasn't you?
Right, I'm going to go for... I'm going topical. Right. We're 25 minutes away from something that's going to change the landscape that we all currently live in.
Oh.
My happy ending is the happy ending of the current Tory government.
Oh, amazing.
Because that fat bag of custard is resigning in 25 minutes.
Mate, we need to get this done because I want to go and watch that live.
Right.
Shall we? Go and watch him back. Has he got... It'll be on the TV.
Oh, he's only
front,
just
going to
be going...
No, I want to savour it.
He's not going to... He's not going to admit anything. He's just going to be a fucking idiot just probably going to go, well, I'm not going anywhere yet. Like, there'll be a handover period to whoever... What other fucking douchebag's going to take over.
Mm-hmm.
But... But yeah, it'd be nice to you know, it's a very happy day that he's gone.
Yeah.
Because he's lied and lied and lied and lied and lied and never been accountable.
No, and he will go down history as a fucking, the clown he is. And I'm so glad about that. I really am. Like, you know, yeah, that's a real historical gnaws up. And I'm just glad that he, you know, if he ever thought he had a decent political career, and even if he wants to try and bullshit himself into thinking he did, I think there'll be a little voice, little pearl inside of him saying, you fucking stupid cunt.
Mm.
And I hope that's what he has to live with.
Well, hopefully he gets to retire now and spend some time with his 6 million kids he's got with a myriad of fucking women.
Mm-hmm. They should have just given him happy endings and not let him throw it up at... Is that your number four? Yeah?
Throw it up. That's really
horrible.
No,
that's I think when I did sex ed, that's how they said.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. If you want to get, throw it up somewhere.
What do you reckon your dinkle looks like?
It probably looks worse than mine even now. I don't know. I imagine it's small.
Do you reckon he's got pubes? Do you reckon he shaves his pubes?
I reckon he's bald. I think he's not intentionally bald or shaved. I think he's just got such light pubic hair.
Yeah.
You know, like bum fluff?
Yeah.
He's just always had that. But because he's so fat, and like, he's probably got, you know, blokes, you know, when they get that fat pouch above their penis?
Yeah.
He's got one of them, and that just rubs all the all that bum fluff off. He's basically got a child's penis, I imagine.
I don't even think he's got that. He's got a very small one, but I reckon it's like, he's got like, I reckon he's got pubes like Hulk Hogan's hair, like that. He's just got like these like lank strands.
Straight blondie.
Yeah, either side of this tiny little sort of like pug type mushroom that looks like Miss Piggy's nose. That's what I reckon he's got, just a little cock.
I reckon he has got two holes as well. Two snot holes, anyway, that's weird.
What's your next one?
No, I think it's it is me. Right, I'm gonna go with Star Wars after they blow up the Death Star, because you know the very first movie, Episode 4, that will confuse our younger listeners, but Episode 4 is fucking so good. Like, they do the Death Star, and then it has all the swelling John Williams orchestral music as they go and pick up their medals, and you know they're in that hall, and there's all the soldiers and all that on either sides, and then like they all walk down, and C-3PO's had a bit of a nice little shine job. And And Chewie's had a bit of, like, he's had Pantene gone through him, and he looks all luscious.
Yeah, he's just literally, they've just picked him up from Pets at Home, and he's had a once-over.
Yeah, exactly. He's had a once-over. He's had his toenails clipped and all that. He looks, they all just look gorgeous. And it's just the music, and them getting their medals, Han and Leia, who's giving out the medals, because she's, like, just cool. It's really cool. And then it's the same thing, like, at the end of Return of the Jedi as well. They do that. But also Darth Vader, when he says that nice thing to Luke, that's a happy ending, because he was obviously, he'd been a bit naughty for a while. I just think it's great. I loved it. And George Lucas always wanted to just create a film that just made everyone feel good, where the goodies were the goodies and the baddies were the baddies.
I've not checked my email today, but I've been wondering if George Lucas is going to sort of get in touch and sort of make some sort of film about my when I get my bravery award from the High Sheriff.
That will be brilliant. And you will, they will probably cast Harrison Ford as you picking up that award, won't
you? Yeah, a young Harrison Ford.
No, I'm just thinking Harrison Ford now. Just getting your award for it, yeah.
Someone's going to say, is that Chris in the crowd? And it won't, it'll be old man Steptoe. And it'll be like, I thought that was Chris.
I've had a haircut and a beardcut.
You actually look...
like a human.
You look normal today. Yeah, when you come in, I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I've got some clean clothes on and everything. No, I mean, I haven't got clean clothes on.
I mean, you ain't run an iron over that T-shirt.
No, I slept in it last night. But listen,
you've clearly come on it.
I slept in it last night because I got ringworm at the moment. And I didn't want to get it on my sheets. So I had to sleep in it, but then I forgot that I hadn't brought an extra T-shirt. So, yeah, so basically, I'm just giving the illusion of looking presentable.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So much to discuss there.
What do you want to know, mate?
Said that you was looking quite all right today, and then you've just explained that you slept in that because you've got ringworm.
Yeah.
But why have you got ringworm?
I've just got this patch of ringworm that appears under my armpit every now and then. It's fucking annoying, mate, and it's really persistent.
Stop having worms.
I don't know what it, you know, I've just, you know, obviously it's disgusting. It's probably because I don't change my T-shirt every day. Probably.
Can I catch it?
You can. It's highly contagious.
Why? I don't want worms.
You won't get it unless I rub my armpit on something of yours. So just fucking behave yourself or else I'm going to rub bloody one of these
toys. Stop touching my toys. Stop touching anything.
You've got Nick Diaz, Matt, Jesus Christ. These are old UFC stars, aren't they?
Yeah. Anyway, right.
So Star Wars, what's your number three?
The Office.
Ah, that's my number one.
All right, we can have it as number one.
Go on, then.
It's good, isn't it?
It's really great. Go on, your choice, you go.
Well, I mean, the ultimate thing of the Tim and Dawn thing's lovely. Mm-hmm. They finally get. Well, we spoke about The Office a lot on this podcast over the years.
Yeah, of course.
You mentioned Leon McLeod earlier. We were talking about Leon.
Yeah. Slagging you off, mate.
Yep. But yeah, Leon coming on top five moments from The American Office, which is a great episode. But the UK Office, the finale of the two part Christmas thing. Special was brilliant. Obviously, the Tim and Dawn thing's just beautiful.
Oh,
and then
is.
Just Brent getting a girlfriend and telling Chris Finch to fuck off.
So good, yeah.
He's, yeah.
I just love the
and
fact
And they all kept their jobs.
Yeah, and I just love the fact that the, you know, his girlfriend that he meets online just likes him. I really do love the fact that she's just like, handles his bullshit or sees through some of it and he's all right with it. And I just think that part is, obviously the Finchy bit is great, it's like the worm that turned, but yeah, I just love the fact that they wrote it so she was all right and he's just showing off his missus, you know, and he's really chuffed. And yeah, it is. It's just an absolute cracking. That's why it made my number one. It just, I love it, man. I love the fact that the guy that you really probably don't want it to pay off for does pay off, and in a way, it teaches you to, you know, don't wish the worst for someone. Like, you know, try and wish the best for everyone, and sometimes that helps with our personality. I mean, obviously, he ends up in the movies after that. Splitting up with her because he's on his own again, isn't it? But for that moment, captured in time, yeah, it was lovely.
Do you have to, like, are they worms that you, like, ones like you pull out your arse? They're not really long ones.
No, I've had them. It's completely different. No, it
I
just
had
does
worms
a,
when
just
I was
does
about
a,
10.
Does a circular patch on your armpit. I don't know if it.
Don't touch it. I don't want to
see
it.
I don't know if it's still there. Well, no, obviously I can't see anything. It's like a faint patch now.
Stop touching it, because you're going to start touching my shit.
I'm not touching it. I don't think I'm. I might have been touching it. Who knows?
Like,
oh, it's a real persistent pain in the bum.
So is it ones that the way you get the little worms in your whoopsies as well?
No, it's just a skin thing. It's called ringworm, but they're not really worm. Right, here's the trick. It's more of a rash. It's not really a worm, but right. They call it ringworm.
Have you got worms in you?
Probably.
Right.
Unrelated to the ringworms, I don't know. Have you ever had worms in you?
What is it?
I had a worm in my head.
What's the worms that you have when you were a kid that are in your poo?
Worms.
Just worms. Like, weren't like earthworms. It was just like little white worms. I remember, like, I probably bit my nails or something, and I got worms, and I was really angry for ages. And then, like, my mum was like, "You're eating a lot," and obviously,
was that really what was going on? The worms were eating them. Yeah, you've like, got worms.
But you know, people say they got worms, and I remember,
what,
like,
the worms eating your food.
I guess so. Like, not like climbing out and like eating your Frosties while you're not looking. Like, it ain't Toy Story. Like,
isn't that weird? Because like, as the worms got bigger, you'd feel like you still feel like you'd eat full.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never really broke it down. But I remember like having to do a little whoopsie on some toilet paper and having a look at it when I was literally like 10, and like just see like a little white worm in it, just having a little look.
How
about
big?
Tiny. Like, tiny.
Okay, I want a measurement.
Size of Boris's cock. Like, no, I reckon...
at least twice as big as that.
Like, imagine if a maggot was, let's say, 5 times skinnier.
Okay, yeah, I've got
tiny.
That.
Like,
I kept pooing when I was younger, thinking I had worms, and I kept looking at my poo in the bowl, going, is that a worm in
the
there
bowl?
Or not?
What was she shitting in?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
No, you know, the U-bend.
Oh, right.
And I'd look at it going, is that a worm in there? I don't think it ever was, though. Yeah. I just think it was playing tricks on myself.
But I was an 80s kid where everyone had worms and nits. It was just like, it's just what it was about, wasn't it? Cause
I did have nit. I remember having, is it nits? And you get the nit comb. And I remember getting like, because we was using a magnifying glass fine, I remember putting one of the nits on the table and then rolling the magnifying glass over the nit, and it made a really satisfying pop.
Oh.
And that was me killing insects.
Yeah, but like, when the kids were young and nits went around the school, we used to have to then de-knit ourselves as well. And there was a lot of that. There was a lot of days sitting there with that weird shampoo on for an hour. And I was thinking, I've got really... It's weird you start scratching your head the minute you start talking about it. Nits is like... I remember when I was a kid, like, actually really wanting nits. Like, because I felt like it was like pretty cool.
I really didn't get a lot for Christmas.
I wanted to break my arm when I was a kid. I really wanted to have a plaster cast and everyone sign it. Like,
yeah,
I thought it looked quite cool.
I did actually want a circumcision as a kid.
Right, what's your next one, mate?
Is it me? No, I did. No, because that was your number three, but that was also my number one.
All right.
So that we're going to use that as my number two. So then I've just got my number one to go. So do you want to do your number two? Then I'll do my number one.
All right. I'm going to go for... Rocky 2.
Oh, incredible, yeah.
just because obviously he doesn't get the win in Rocky 1. It's a rags to riches story, and then in Rocky 2 he gets a bit of profile.
gets a bit of profile.
Adrian's pregnant, falls into a coma, and
what, when she's preggers?
Yeah, and
I
she
don't
gets
remember that bit.
No, there's complications. Oh, well, I don't remember this right now. So
does she pop it out and then fall into a coma? Or she
I
in
think
coma?
So. Yeah,
she in
yeah,
a coma
yeah,
with
yeah.
a child. I've never heard of that.
No, 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 no. She yeah, there's yeah. She gets ill giving birth, obviously, and then she's in a coma and she won't wake up. And then when she wakes up, he's got the rematch with Apollo Creed, and she says, because she's been telling Rocky she wants him to retire, and she says, "There's only one thing I want you to do." And he's like, "Win."
Oh.
And then Mickey goes, "What are we waiting for?" And then you just think, "I know what's next. Here comes the best training montage ever." And that's when you get the run up the steps in Philly, yeah. and you get the big moment. And then he in the last round of their fight, they both knock each other down, and they're both struggling to get to the count of 10. And then literally Rocky gets up on 10 and wins the world title. And it's, yeah. The Yo Adrian, we did it finale. Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah. So what's your number one?
My degree. So basically, the reason why this is a happy ending is because I just spent so much money at uni. I was a total fucking mess. Just a little street urchin. You're going to raves and doing drugs and drinking.
I hate this.
Loads of misdemeanors.
I love the fact, right, that you would have been this awkward little twit, but you're making out you was like fucking Stormzy, just like tearing through the streets of Brum. I saw people die, man.
I don't think anyone thinks I'm Stormzy, like, other than myself. No, I was just a little, like,
prick.
Just, yeah, a little, there we go. I was just a little busy prick, and like, you know, and I was just tearing through money, burning through money. I was running up insane debts. I had about three credit cards, overdrafts on my normal debit cards, which I had two of. And it was just a fucking nightmare. And, like, you know, my grades by the end of the second year were about 40%. I barely got into my third year. And I got a bit of slack cut because, obviously, my best mate had passed away. but, yeah, so basically I had a bit of slack cut for that. And then,
let's have it right. You was fundamentally just ballsing it all up anyway, right?
Yeah. The thing was, I think I kind of, it was a bit like my A levels repeating themselves, because for the first 2 years of doing my A levels, I was an absolute joker as well.
Joker or joke?
I mean, you know, pick one.
Joke.
All right, there you go. Right.
Joker leads you to believe he was sort of charismatic and was like, you know, a bit of a funny guy around campus, you know, like a bit of a wild card. Mm. But like, I think it was more like people see you as a joke.
Pathetic joke.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate. Well, as long as we're both willing to accept that, we can move on. So I was this pathetic joke. And then in my third year, I had to go and reset my A-levels. Obviously, that had to literally fucking put a gun to me.
Did you have to reset them or resit them?
Oh, you're a cunt, aren't you? I had to resit my A levels. I mean, I obviously aced them and got A's. But then when I went to uni, I just did the same thing. The first 2 years, I just got carried away because it was just so much fun. And also, I kind of always knew I was quite good at economics. Like, if I had to knuckle down, the genius would. I just unleashed a genius.
Yeah, it just sort of flows through you.
Yeah,
it
did. And that's what I did in the third year. You know, yeah. I just unleashed a genius. And everyone was like, it was like, it was a bit like opening the arc. Everyone around me just melted to my intellectual fucking tyrannosaur power. And I got first and won awards, which I'll fucking probably say to at least one person once a day. So it was nice. I mean, you know what it is? It's not about getting a first or anything. It was nice to just have been able to say, I'm fiddling, aren't I?
It's so weird that you do these things. So weird. You're talking, you're engaging with me, but your hand independently is trying to take a part of a fucking desk apart. It's so fucking weird.
I'm sorry, man. It's either that or masturbate. What do you want?
Yeah, as you were, back to the desk.
It was just nice to know that I could actually knuckle down and turn it round.
Yeah.
Mostly for my... I think it was mostly out of fear of my parents.
Yeah.
And not fear like they'd shout at me, fear that they'd be fucking really disappointed. Mm.
That was inevitable though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, now it is, but for a month after that, I couldn't do any wrong.
How many times do you reckon your mum and dad would look at, like, you know, some framed pictures of you on, like, on the mantelpiece and on the, just think... joke.
Pathetic joke. What's your number one?
Brian Bellow.
Oh, go on in. You gave him a happy ending.
No.
When did you give him a massage?
I would have given him an happy ending.
Bet you would.
Fernando's. Big Brother winner, Brian Bellow, Basildon's finest. Mm-hmm. I've spoke about it plenty of times when I bumped into him and he took us all out. Fernando's. That shows the good character in someone.
Yes, absolutely.
The fact that he put the money forward, wrote and put together a pilot for TOWIE.
Yeah.
Not that that's a show that I have any interest in or support in any way, shape or form. But the fact that this working class lad had this idea, got it, you know, brought it to fruition, and then all the fucking bigwigs at the production companies took the idea and stiffed him.
Yeah. And that's shit.
And he took him to court. And like, and that's a brave thing to take on, like, you know, media types,
yeah,
media companies. And he did. And he won.
He got a cool meal out
and,
of deal.
You know, he's probably set for life now because that was a huge show. I don't even know if it's still on. I think it is.
What, TOWIE?
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to be, isn't it?
And I love the fact that, you know, all of the stuff that, you know, that has come from that, that was his brainchild and he got his just deserves. He got the happy ending. He got... It weren't even... I guess it's a happy ending because it should have been his anyway. But,
yeah, but
just the fact
over.
That they fucked him over and then he was like, ah, bollocks, I'm not having that. And he won it. And he's... yeah, he takes credit for it, and he got a payoff. And like I say, I met him that day, and I met him at a thing with Mark Watts once. We was at a gig thing, and he was there, and he was bloody lovely there as well. Really nice bloke, really friendly.
We should get him on the old
podcast. I couldn't find him on social media. I looked for him because I thought he'd be such a good guest. But yeah, like he probably doesn't need to go on social media anymore. He's probably
he's made his money
and he had an idea and he made it happen. And fucking fair play to him. And fuck rats for nicking his idea and trying to stiff him.
Absolutely. And now he gets happy endings all the time.
Absolutely. See you next time.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.